much larger than a hill.
Mountain.
Are the things in this area mountains? Are they classed as mountains?
Yes, we have some. We have some. Not right in this area, we don't. Now, when we say Brindley Mountain, the whole area east of here is the whole top. It's not a low place and a high place, but it's on top of, mm-hmm. you see. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is on the top of the higher elevation.
What would you call a place up in the mountains where there's a place where the road can go through?
A gap.
Okay, good. A word for, I guess if you were sewing a little piece you might cut out in a pattern is called a, or if you're chopping a tree you might make a little V-shaped indentation, that's a, or if you were a gunfighter and had shot a man you might make a thing.
Oh, a notch.
Would you ever use a notch to mean the gap in land?
Uh-uh. Okay. I wouldn't. Uh-uh.
Okay. Then the rocky side of the mountain that falls off is the, say to somebody, watch out, don't fall off the
cliff.
And if you had two of those, you'd have two
cliffs.
Mm-hmm. And what is the place where a large amount of water comes pouring over?
Falls.
Okay. And what is a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded?
A dock.
Yes. And then what are the road surfaces around here?
They are paved, most of them.
Do you know what the materials are?
Asphalt, mostly.
What's it made of?
Tar and gravel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Suppose it were an unpaved road, what would you call it?
It would be a dirt road.
And then what do you call a major road like 278?
Highway.
Okay. And what is the kind of white, hard paving?
Concrete.
And the thing people walk along is
sidewalk.
Is that made of concrete?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a name for, I don't know if you have it here or not, if there's a strip of grass, you do, between the sidewalk and the street?
A strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street?
That belongs to the city, but you have to mow it yourself?
We just call it our yard. Right of way? No?
Well, they call it different things in different places, and where is it they call it? Natchez, I think they call it the neutral ground. In uh-uh. Chicago, they call it the parkway.
Uh-uh.
There are places that call it the lawn.
No.
You don't have a term for that?
No, we don't have a term.
Okay. Most places in the South have no term for
yes.
it. Yes. Which I think is interesting. You've got the thing there, and you don't know what to call it. You just mow it and ignore it.
That's it.
All right, we talked about the big roads. What would you call a smaller road that turned off one of the main roads?
It might be a path, or it might be a...
Is a path big enough to drive on?
No.
What if it's something you can drive on, but it just branches off the main
road? We just call it a road.
Okay. What is the road that goes from the main road up to a person's house?
The driveway.
Would there be any difference if it were very long? Had trees on both sides?
Not.
Okay. Then, if you were walking along and a dog jumped out at you, you might pick up
a rock.
And you would say, then I blank the rock at the dog.
Threw the rock at the dog.
Mm-hmm. And if you went to somebody's house, knocked on the door, and there were no answer, you would say, well, I guess he's not
at home.
And if you were over at your mother's house and you were outside, you were in the yard, somebody came up looking for your mother, you would say, well, she's...
in the house?
Mm-hmm. Or if she were in the room where you cook, you'd say she's...
in the kitchen.
And what is the black stuff that people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Okay, how do you drink coffee?